Hello and terrific Tuesday to you. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, where we pack a whole lot of world into a little slice of your day. We've got stories that sprint today, stories that surprise, and a few that might make us say, wait, what? So let's lace up and run straight into it. We start in Japan, where their week started with a tsunami warning following a powerful earthquake in the Pacific Ocean. A 7.4 magnitude quake occurred Monday off the northeast coast of the country's largest island, Honshu. According to the Japan Meteorological Agency, the epicenter occurred about 6 miles deep, and shockwaves could be felt across the island. A CNN producer in our Tokyo bureau says that her building shook for nearly 7 minutes. The quake triggered tsunami warnings throughout the region, some areas bracing for waves up to 10 feet high. Evacuation orders were issued for more than 170,000 people across 5 regions.
Residents in areas under tsunami warnings should immediately evacuate to higher ground or safe, elevated locations.
Those initial warnings were later downgraded, and as of this taping, there have been no reports of injuries or major damage to buildings. Officials are still concerned that aftershocks of a similar magnitude could happen this week. Japan is one of the most earthquake-prone countries on the planet, accounting for roughly one-fifth of the world's 6-plus magnitude quakes. It lies on the Ring of Fire, where the Pacific Plate meets many surrounding tectonic plates. It's an area of intense seismic and volcanic activity in the Pacific Ocean. The worst quake in recent Japanese history was the 9.1 magnitude Tohoku earthquake in 2011, which triggered a major tsunami and nuclear disaster in Fukushima. To Wisconsin now, where a chaotic scene unfolded this weekend after animal rights activists attempted to break into a dog breeding facility. A crowd of around 1,000 people reportedly tried gaining access to Ridgeland Farms, a company that breeds beagles for medical and scientific testing. Police used tear gas and rubber bullets and say they arrested demonstrators who started to breach fences while clashing with authorities.
This is not a peaceful protest anymore. There are 300 to 400 people actively trying to break in and hurt not only the Dane County Sheriff's Office deputies on site, but steal and take property from one of a private business owner.
The facility houses around 2,000 dogs. It was raided by activists last month as well. Dozens of dogs were taken. 27 people were arrested during that incident. The group wasn't able to get into the facility this time. They say the event was a peaceful demonstration aimed at saving dogs from abuse.
They don't know grass, they don't know love, they don't know comfort, and they deserve freedom. They are alive with feelings, with rights, and these animal rights are being violated by Ridgeland Farms.
Ridgeland Farms has denied mistreating the animals, saying there's no credible evidence of animal abuse. They did, however, previously agree to give up their state breeding license later this year as part of a deal to avoid prosecution on animal mistreatment charges. What do you think? Should companies be allowed to sell animals for scientific testing? What are some potential benefits? Some ethical concerns? Should demonstrators face consequences if they break the law pursuing what they see as moral cause? Feel free to hit pause and discuss. A life jacket worn by a passenger of the ill-fated ship, the Titanic, sold at auction for more than $900,000, nearly double what was projected. A British auction house says it's the only Titanic life preserver ever to go up for auction. First-class passenger Laura Francatelli wore it while boarding a lifeboat as the so-called unsinkable ocean liner went down in the Atlantic in 1912. The Titanic sank after colliding with an iceberg, killing more than 1,500 people, and Francatelli was one of the 700 passengers and crew who survived. Pop quiz, hot shot, where can you find the only surviving, truly wild horse species? Egypt, Mongolia, Australia, or Georgia? If you said Mongolia, giddy up! Przewalski horses are considered the closest living relative to ancient wild horses and live exclusively in the Central Asian steppes of Mongolia. If you've seen a free-roaming horse anywhere else, they're believed to have descended from domesticated European breeds. In the British countryside, the hunt wasn't just a pastime, it was tradition. Picture riders on horseback, horns echoing, packs of hounds chasing foxes across these rolling green hills. Well, what was once celebrated is now frowned upon. 20 years ago, England and Wales banned hunting for most wild animals with dogs. And this year, the government is set to ban trail hunting, where hounds follow scents laid out ahead of time. But hunting enthusiasts have already found a creative replacement that raising eyebrows and questions. Science, our Christina McFarland joined the chase.
For centuries, pack dogs have chased and killed foxes and other wild animals. But since that was banned decades ago, hunts have needed another prey.
I'm here in the Suffolk countryside where I'm about to be chased by a pack of horses and hounds in something called a clean boot hunt. Now, traditionally, this hunt would have chased an animal scent like foxes, but now it's humans or runners. And today, that means me. And I'm a little bit nervous.
James Chadwick is the master and huntsman of the Hamilton Bloodhounds. He's been rearing these bloodhounds from birth to track human scent.
Am I going to get torn to pieces?
Not at all. You might get licked to death, but apart from that, no, they're, you'll find out in a minute. They're so friendly. They love people. Watch your head.
Oh my God!
We enter a tiny cage so the dogs can sniff our scent.
Here. No, not on my mouth, thank you.
Do you know all their names?
Sunday.
Yeah. With our dignity just about intact, we're given a 15-minute head start as the riders assemble.
Mr. Fudge, just behave yourself.
As you know, I'm your field master. Please stay behind me.
And then the hunt begins.
Stand still! On again!
There goes the horn. If hunting is to continue in the UK, this could soon be the only way to do it, with the government proposing a ban on all forms of hunting involving animal scent in England and Wales. Dogs have been used to track foxes and other wild animals in Britain since the 16th century. It only became popular as a sport a century later. After animal hunting was banned in 2004, hunts were permitted to chase a pre-laid scent without any killing. But some think that's been used as a smokescreen to continue illegal hunting. Which is why clean boot hunting is taking off.
I can hear them.
On this occasion, we finish the trail before being caught and lie in wait.
Here they come. It's strangely exhilarating. A lot more fun than a park run.
People think you're crazy, but I love it. I love it. And to keep it going it's necessary because it keeps the community together. Because you have all walks of life that come here.
What do you say to people who think this isn't a real hunt?
I would say that this is the most brilliant compromise. Because no one gets hurt.
Biscuits!
And no one is more relieved than me.
All right, now to a very different chase, sure to be anything but boring. In the Polish capital of Warsaw, a scene that looked more sci-fi than city life stopped people in their tracks. That's a humanoid robot chasing off a herd of wild boar. Talk about software running efficiently. The AI-powered bot named Edward stomped his feet, yelled in Polish, "Go away!" even gave chase. Call it crowd control, call it tech meets nature. Either way, Edward was running full bore. And apparently, Sweet Piggy isn't the only trick. Ed's become a bit of a local celebrity, recently visiting Poland's House of Parliament. Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, the best moment from the world of sports, and it didn't even come from a superstar. At the ballpark in Pittsburgh, the Pirates' Jake Mangum saw a young girl wearing his jersey. He tossed the ball to her, but a young boy makes the catch. It's her brother. No hesitation, no second thought. He hands it to her, and they give each other the best embrace. Just like that, the crowd's biggest cheer wasn't for the game. It was for goodness. Souvenir secured, memory made. In a world that can feel heavy sometimes, moments like this remind us there's a whole lot of light out here, too.
That's heartwarming.
Shine bright, y'all. Time for some shout-outs now. First up, Miss Brooks at Medina High School in Medina, Ohio. Thank you for all the swag and congrats to all the graduating seniors. Believe and go Bees. This shout out goes to two teachers retiring this year, Mr. Phillips and Mr. Weldon from Delton Kellogg Middle School in Delton, Michigan. Thank you for watching us all these years. Thank you for remembering that you are more powerful than you know and leaving quite an impression on so many lives along the way. enjoy retirement. Tomorrow is Your Word Wednesday, so submit your unique vocabulary word and definition to the comments section in our latest post on Instagram at CNN10, at Coy Wire, and we will choose a winner to work into tomorrow's show. Let's go. Make it an awesome day, and I'll see you right back here the day after the day before tomorrow. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.